Hey guys, and welcome to today's Encore show here from the beautiful state of Florida with the beautiful Jackie. And we have a show that is from July of last year that frankly builds on the Bill Witherby myth. Now, if you're like me and you're tired of Bill Witherby, believe me, I didn't know I actually did this, but there's some information here that's very, very funny. Bill Witherby's wife, Jetta Jean Witherby, who has a fan in Margaret Gray. Yeah, she's a designer. Also on the show, Tom Dovka and David G. Hall rip me an ass for some reason. And Bob Green, I think, comes on and sings a song about Bob Green's meats and greens. So this is a show well worth it. Let's check it out. From last year, this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Tonight, we're going to be talking with David G. Hall. You might well imagine why we're talking to David G. Hall. We had... I forget this cat's name. What is it with you, Phil? You don't remember these guests. I swear to God. The guy's name was Bill Witherman or Bill... That's right. Bill Withby or something. Let me look at the...
Check out the show log. Here, I'll look at it.
Look at the show log from yesterday, bud. I don't remember this gentleman's name. I know that he was gracious enough to come in.
Yeah, gracious enough. He wanted the show and you didn't want to work.
All right, so he came in.
Bill Withby.
Bill Witherby.
Yeah, that's it. Bill Witherby.
And the night before he was Bill Witherman. He didn't like that name, so he changed it. He called me earlier. His wife is Jetta Jean. Jetta Jean Witherby?
I've never heard of her.
Really?
Who the hell is Jetta Jean Witherby?
She's an interior designer. Thank you very much, General.
Jesus.
All right, we don't know who this is, Margaret. All right. Anyway, Bill Witherby or Bill Withby, that's the name he's using?
Yeah, use the name Bill Witherby.
Bill Witherby's wife, Jetta Jean Witherby, is one of the top designers on the West Coast. I don't get it.
I'm supposed to know that?
I would think as an informed communicator, huh?
Mark.
A communicator, you'd know.
I don't know who she is. The man changed his name.
What's with the changing the name?
He changed his name to what?
To Witherby.
And what was it?
Witherman.
Well, that was her name as well, yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
No, I don't know who this Bill Witherman is, but I know that Jetta Jean Witherby and Jetta Jean Witherman is one of the top designers.
Well, which name does she go by?
Last I checked, it was Witherby, but I have to look at my phone. Let's see, what is there?
Here's your phone, Ms. Great.
What are you doing with it?
I was just looking at the weather.
Give me that. Jetta Jean Witherman, and then I changed it to Witherby.
Did you know that she... Never mind.
Phil... Just quit while you're ahead, okay?
Well, anyway, David G. Hall is going to join us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And then we're also going to have Tom Dovka. David?
Yeah, Phil, right here.
All right. I know that you're concerned about the Bill Witherby show that we had on.
Yeah, a little bit concerned, and I've got Tom Dovka. But could you bring up Tom Dovka? He should be at his home in his bathtub.
Yeah, here's Mr. Dovka now.
Yeah, Phil, but David, how you doing?
Fine, Tom.
You're in your bathtub, huh?
Yeah, I'm in my bathtub, Phil. You know, before you start playing getting on the high horse and playing the high hand, you know...
Let me deal with it, Tom, for just a second, if you don't mind.
Okay, but I'm taking a tub right now.
As well you should. Phil, look, yesterday you had this guy Witherby on who had a heart attack at the end of the show. Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, you're really admitting that.
The guy had a heart attack, you know?
I got it, Tom. Hold on. Did this guy really have a heart attack?
No.
Well, what?
This is what I'm saying to you, David. You got to let me consult the show.
Let me just talk to Phil. So that was a gag?
I don't know what you'd call it a gag, but he decided this was Mr. Witherby's decision to fake a heart attack.
To fake a heart attack?
Hey, Phil, do you understand that violates the trust between you and the audience?
Hey, Tom, just let me talk to David for a minute. You do your tub.
Yeah, I'm doing a tub. Hey, why is it because I'm in a bathtub, suddenly I'm relegated to some... Like I'm almost a gay blade or something.
Well, you watch out with that.
Hey, man, watch it.
All right, well...
You know what, Tom? If it was up to me, I'd hang up on you right now.
Well, it ain't up to you, is it? I'm Tom Dovka, one of the top consultants.
Tom, hold on. So this guy Witherby comes on, and he has a heart attack.
No, he faked it.
And why was his name changed from Witherman to Witherby?
David, you know that I'm answering all these questions as a courtesy.
I understand that, Phil, but I'm out hustling your show, okay? Selling it to advertisers. So the least you can do is answer these questions.
The least you can do, Phil, is answer the question for the guy. Tom, just enjoy your bathtub. I'm taking a tub. Why am I, like I said, why am I relegated to the level of some, just a punk?
Well, maybe it's because you're in a bathtub. These are two men on the phone talking, one of them working, the other one. David, are you driving?
Yeah, I'm driving.
And you're in a tub.
You're in a tub splashing around with your duck.
Bullshit.
Hey, Tom.
Phil, you know what? I'm going to call later, okay, David? If you think it's necessary. Well, I don't think it's necessary, but I think I'll...
What'd you do, hang up on him?
Yeah, I mean, he said he didn't want to be on no more.
Don't hang up on Tom Dovka, for God's sake.
He said he didn't want to be on no more.
Let's forget about that for a minute. David, yes, you're entitled to an answer. Of course you are. Bill Witherman, I thought that was his real name.
It's Witherby. I get it already, Margaret.
Well, what is this Witherby? You're telling me his wife is an interior decorator?
She's an interior designer, okay?
Margaret, you might want to... Got a glass of water. She's an interior design. That's what it sounded like.
You know what? What do you think you sound like falling off a cliff?
Oh, boy.
Okay, look, man. So Bill Witherby comes on here, filling in for me a couple of nights. We want to listen to what he sounded like. Maybe we'd have him do some more fill-in for us. I didn't want to have him back. He said he changed his name to Witherby. Would I give him another shot?
Would you give him another What the...
Yeah, Mr. Dovka's called back.
Well, don't hang up on him, bud.
I thought you went... Oh, my God. Mr. Dovka, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on. I'm sitting there, I'm taking a tub, and I'm soaping up, you know. That's good, you soaped up. We're just talking to Phil right now about this guy Witherman.
Well, that's the thing. I heard this guy Witherman. He's on the air, and all of a sudden, he did this. He went, and the man had a heart attack.
He faked the heart attack. He never had the heart attack.
What's the story with Witherman?
So he came on the show, he did a show, he didn't think he did that good, and I it was okay. I wasn't going to have him on two nights in a row, though, and we were getting ready to do the show ourselves, and, but...
Yeah, he wanted to, he said, let me talk to Mr. Henry, I want to change my name to Witherby.
So I talked to this guy.
Wait a minute, you talked to this guy, you let him back on the air on the basis that he changed his name from Witherman to Witherby? Oh, my God. Take it easy, Tom, I got it.
Well, yeah. I mean, the guy seemed like he really wanted another crack at it, you know.
In other words, you were too lazy to do the show.
No, I wasn't too lazy to do the show. What I told people...
Bill, this is what you did. You went...
Hey, I'm going to hang this phone up.
All right, I'm sorry. Hey, Phil, you know, look, you should not threaten... I know he's not your boss, but he used to be your boss, and I used to be a boss, and now with this new world of podcasting... Everybody treats us like we're two turds that dropped.
I'm not trying to treat you guys like turds. I'm trying to answer the question. Here's what happened, because David is accusing me of what, slacking?
It sounds to me like that.
Well, guess what? No, it wasn't, man. I've been doing an audiobook, okay? And it's been thrashing my throat. So I took a couple of nights off, and I told the audience about that.
You're doing a what?
An audiobook, Jack.
Okay, God. Hey, this is the whole thing, these audio. These guys that used to be disc jockeys... And they used to do what we told them to do. Now they're out there, and they're doing audiobooks. And I know you guys are just out there. You're independently making money, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it pisses guys like me and Tom off because you guys used to work for us, and you were solely dependent upon the money that we paid you.
Well, you know what? The radio business doesn't exist anymore. Who do I blame for that?
Oh, my God, you're blaming us. Hey, Phil, you can't blame... Tom Dovka, David Hall, because the radio business don't exist no more.
Why not? You guys were there advising. You guys were there consulting. I don't blame David. David's a good consultant. You're not, Tom.
Oh, wow. Phyllis, that was not necessary. Oh, wow. Ow, 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 ow. Oh, come on, Dovka. I'm just kidding around. But the fact of the matter, you don't think I'm a good consultant.
No, I don't. I think David is. I don't think you are. That's why I've never had you near my show.
What a dick. Watch the language.
Hey, yeah, watch the language, please.
You guys are telling me... Let me just say this. So you, Phil, had this guy Witherman or Witherby, whatever the hell, because you were doing an audio book.
Yeah, I'm doing a book. I'm in the middle of doing this thing. And yeah, it thrashes the throat, man, by the end of that thing.
Why don't you do the book after you do the show?
It doesn't make any difference. If I do the show, then my throat's going to be lousy for the book.
Oh, I see. So the book's taking precedence. Oh, my God.
Hey, David, don't squeak it out, you know.
But
what is that shocking?
It's a little shocking, yeah, and it depresses me to think that you need to get the book done so you don't care if your voice, if you sound like, if your throat sounds like garbage.
David, let me jump in. I'm a professional singer, as you know.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
He didn't mean anything by it. He didn't mean anything by it, Margaret. Well, it sounds like you did.
I'm sorry. He's very touchy here.
I got it, Mr. Dovka. I'm a professional singer, and what Phil is saying is right. You have to watch what you do with your voice. One of these two gigs is going to suffer, and Phil decided to make sure he got the book done before he did the podcast.
Oh, I see. So he blows out the podcast, puts on a guy by the name of Witherman. Oh, no, wait a minute. It's Witherby. The guy has a heart attack. Oh, wait a minute. No, he faked the heart attack. Oh, man. This is the kind of thing, Mr. Henry, that destroys the trust between you and your... Wait a minute. Yeah. Between you and your listeners. Now I'm here in a tub because I work my work ass off. You know.
You work your ass off.
No, I work ass off. I'm so tired that I. He's very fatigued, and he said he forgot to say you are. He drops a lot of pronouns.
Oh, would you guys give it a rest?
I'm telling you the truth. I get very tired, forget to say pronouns.
You said I.
Who?
You?
No. Okay, look, Phil, you got the message here. I would rather that you take care of the Phil Henry Show netcast before you do the audiobook, but I guess you're overruling me, huh? See, this would never have happened back in the day when we told disc jockeys and radio announcers what to do, and they had to do it, or they got fired.
Well, those days are over, Mr. Dovka. You're right. David's right. We now have independent streams of revenue. We do a lot of different things. Most of us are entrepreneurial. We're doing voiceover work. We're doing commercial work. We're doing books. We're doing it all, baby. Some of us are doing some camera stuff, you know.
Yeah. I hear that you think you're some like a Robert De Niro or something. Got it, Phil? You think you're Robert De Niro?
Yeah, that's what I think, man. I think I'm Robert De Niro.
Okay.
So that was the story, and I didn't know, Margaret, Bill Withby or Witherby or Witherman's wife, Jenna Jean, is a designer.
And her name's Jenna Jean?
Jenna Jean Witherby. Jenna Jean Interiors. She does a lot of breakfast nook stuff and love seats, and she has wild patterns and things like that.
What do you mean, wild patterns?
She's known for a lot of really weird stuff. I don't want to get into it.
Weird stuff?
Yes, Phil, I don't want to get into it.
What do I mean?
What's the problem? She's known for doing a lot of really strange things with furniture, and I don't want to get into it.
Look her up, bud.
Yeah, I'll look up Witherby.
Oh, thanks a lot, Phil. I want to know if you've got some information you're holding back from us.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, what did you find, bud?
Here, Mr. Henry.
Look at this. This is a seat. You sit down. Is that a dildo that's sticking up? You guys can hang it in your ass.
Hey, wait a second. What are you guys talking about? I just sit in the tub. I didn't hear that because of the flowing water. They said that this Jenna Jean Witherby makes some kind of a love seat that's got a dildo stick.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, wait a minute. What, are you going to leave it hanging there? This guy Witherby has a heart attack. I'm sitting in the tub, and there's somebody with a dildo sticking up out of a chair. This is the reason why I don't like coming on this show, David. I'm made to look like the rear end of a horse. Morning, noon, and night. The back, the butt, the two butt cheeks of a horse. Can't help that, Tom. Okay, you're the guy that's in the tub.
You're the guy that decided to be in the tub here tonight, Tom.
That's got nothing to do with it. You're talking about some woman that's an interior designer with a dildo built into a love seat. Oh, boy. And you had this guy filling in for you, huh?
That's right. I didn't know anything about his wife. Okay, anything else?
No, there's nothing else, Hoss. You go off there and have yourself a good time. Have yourself a good time, Mr. Iger.
Oh, that's right. That's who I am.
Mr. Entrepreneur.
David G. Hall and
Tom Dovka.
Tom Dovka. So this Jenna Jean, look at this.
Jenna Jean Witherby. Yeah, I told you she did some freaky, weird stuff.
Here's one. Here's a mask.
It's a mask.
What is this? It's a mask that goes along with a bar stool?
Yeah.
You're supposed to put the mask on when you sit on the bar stool.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Does anybody... Phil, it's art. Okay, people, do they ask you why you do what you do?
Yeah, all the time.
Well, that's weird.
It is weird, man. Somebody ought to ask her why she does that.
You know what? They have asked her. I think she was in, what was she in, Bud?
They did an interview with her last month in Cocktails and Patio, you know?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, as they said, how come you have bar stools that have masks? And she said, because when you sit down on a bar stool, you should be anonymous, you know?
Anonymous?
Yeah. because that's the cocktail experience.
These are bar stools that go in people's homes.
Phil, don't try to explain it.
Well, I'm going to try to explain. These are bar stools that she sells that go in people's homes. Look at this. She's got tied to each bar stool a mask.
Yes.
And the bar stools are black and white, and they have a mask. Look at this. What is that, man? Is that a cat of nine tail?
Yes. It's a torture device.
So a mask and a whip.
Yeah, look at this. So you sit down and have a drink and whip somebody with you.
You guys, look at you, the audience, ladies and gentlemen, Phil Hendry has no respect for artists, none whatsoever, regardless of what he says.
Oh, that's real art, man. This is a bar stool that goes in someone's home, you wear a mask, and you have a whip tied. You're supposed to use the whip.
I guess so, yes. Someone sits down next to you, you just say, hi, hello, bitch, something like that. Yeah, and you whip them, and that begins the conversation.
How do you know you're not going to get punched in the face?
Anyone that uses the Jenna Jean Witherby bar stools is not someone that's inclined to misunderstand. You sit down, you put on a mask, you're anonymous. Here comes someone next to you. And if they're wearing shorts, all the better. You whip their legs.
You know, you can whip them across the face.
Yes.
And that doesn't start a fight.
I don't know.
All right, folks.
This is Phil. Every time I try to bring something different, something avant-garde, something that is bohemian, if you will, to this show, here's Phil, like a dog in a fire hydrant. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Always relieving yourself on it.
Oh, look at the big suck-up.
Not sucking up, but I understand what Ms. Gray's saying.
There you are, Phil, like a big Great Dane. There's the fire hydrant, otherwise known as Jenna Jean Witherby's. Very hard work. Here's Phil's leg.
Yeah.
All right.
No comment, huh?
No. No comment. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we have Bob Green. He has a new theme song.
Now, Bob Green, as you know, folks, had Bob Green's, what was it?
I think it was Bob Green's, what, it's something like Foods.
Bob Green's, well, he had a jingle, he's changed it. Fraser Foods has now Bob Green's Meats and Greens, and he's got a new song.
What was that old jingle?
I think it was like Bob Green's, Fraser Foods. Keeps your beef as fresh as could be. Bob Green's Fraser Foods keeps your beef as fresh as could be.
It wasn't keeps your beef.
Well, it was something.
God almighty, how I wish I hadn't agreed to do this. Lo, those many years ago.
All right, we will be back with Bob Green and the new theme song to Bob Green's Meats and Greens. As you know, General, he's changed the name of the store.
Well, this has to do with Mike Flanagan, his partnership. Mike Flanagan is proprietary rights now to Fraser Foods. Bob's given that over. He wants his store there in Anaheim, not the other stores, just the Anaheim store, to be called Bob Green's Meats and Greens.
Why did you laugh there?
I didn't laugh. My voice cracked.
Yeah, you went Bob Green's Meats and Greens. You wouldn't laugh.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil keeps looking at me through the, giving me the side eye. What's the story?
Because I just wonder if you think that I'm as nuts as... Anyway, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Bob Green here at Bob Green's Meats and Greens, our Anaheim store, the Anaheim store of Fraser Foods. And I'm encouraging you to get a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Hendry Show for one reason and one reason only. You need to get the backstory. Excuse me for a minute. You need. Give me some water, Toby. You need to get the backstory on Bob Green's Fraser Foods. You need to get the backstory on how Fraser Foods came to be, my relationship with Ted Bell, how we came to evolve into Bob Green's Meats and Greens, and the whole story, the great American story of Fraser Foods. Listen to the archives at philhendryshow.com. 60,000 hours, folks, of radio archives and digital archives are there for you at philhendryshow.com. Greatest value, thanks, Tom. Greatest value online, other than porn.
Yes, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Get a subscription now for a month or for a year, under $10 a month, under $7 a month, averaged out over the course of the year. And coming up Friday night, Phil will have a special backstage pass chat on Facebook at the BSPs and More page. Don't miss it.
That's Bob Green's Greens and Meats. That's where you get the backstory. The Phil Hendry Show website. Yeah.
Welcome back, Phil Hendry Show. PhilHendryShow.com. From the El Pacifico in Southern California, Bob Green joining us on our newsmaker line from Anaheim, California. The exciting news. And I think we have Bob. We just heard Bob doing the promo. Thank you, Bob, for plugging our show.
Well, I think it's a very good point, Phil, that at your show, on your website, I should say, is where people can hear the Bob Green story and hear the Fraser Food story. I think it's a very exciting story indeed.
Well, it's true, because you've been with us for a number of years, giving us the backstory on Fraser Foods.
It's been a long association, Bob.
It really has, and it's only deepened through the years.
Okay, well, yes, it has.
What is that? Boy, how do you like this? I'm talking to Phil Henry.
Hey, Bob, I'm right here.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to qualify it.
Well, Phil, I say it's only deepened over the years, and there you are going, well, don't you understand it makes me look like I don't know what's going on? It makes me look, Phil, like my head is basically someone's ass. You understand?
Bob, I'd appreciate if you'd watch the language not 3 minutes into our interview with you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mr. Green, you should watch it.
I got it already.
Look, Bob, I don't want to fuss at you, man, as they say down south. I want to talk to you about the great announcement you're going to make. As Fraser Foods in Anaheim has rebranded now, and this is all official, right?
Yes, it is official, Phil. We share the trademark and the rights to the store's image as well with Miles Flanagan. But the Anaheim store is mine and mine alone. Bob Green's Meats and Greens. And that was something that I had always wanted to do. You know, as the chairman of the board, the CEO of Fraser Foods, Phil, it was certainly always exciting to be able to guide and direct a big company. But I never really felt anything belonged to me. I was sharing it, obviously, with stockholders. I was well compensated. But I didn't know it. It wasn't mine. See?
Well, Bob.
Well, I want to get this said. Now I have a store that's mine. Now I have a store filled with mine, okay?
Hey, Bob.
Wait. Okay, I don't know when I'll ever be able to get this said.
All right, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Bob Green's Meats and Greens in Anaheim belongs to me. And I've never been able to say that about a store.
Yeah, hey, Bob Green's Meats and Greens?
Who is that?
Bud.
What are you talking about, Bud?
What do you want, Bud?
I'm talking about, is that the store? Is it Bob Green's Meats and Greens or Bob Green's Green and Meat?
Bob Green's Green Meat. I knew he'd do that.
No. He wants to clarify the name of the store is Bob Green's.
Bob Green's Meats and Greens, Bud, for the 8,000th time, okay?
All right, sorry. I'm just trying to... I want to nail it down in case anybody calls in about it.
In case anybody calls... Anyway...
Well, we're going to have listeners, you know, checking in.
I understand that, Phil, but I think I was very clear. Anyway... This is mine. I'm very excited about it. And that the first thing I wanted to do was to write a new jingle for the store. And while I am not the best singer in the world, and Margaret, I would have had you sung this had I gotten the lyrics to you.
Well, that's all right. I want to hear your rendition of it.
Let me sing this. This, and Bud, do you have the music?
I have the music right here. It's queued up here.
It's the Monday Night Football theme.
The Monday Night Football theme.
Yeah, the Monday Night Football theme. I got it queued up.
All right, you got that racked up?
Yeah.
Okay, it's racked up. You want to count me down?
Okay, wait, hold on for just a second. The Monday Night Football theme is the new theme music of Bob Green's Meats and Greens.
That is what I'd like to have happen. Now, obviously, I'm going to have to get the permission to use that song, but yes.
Okay.
All right, let's go. One, two. One, two, three. Oh, wait a minute. All right, here we go. One, two. One, two, three. Bob Green's Meats and Greens. It's the greatest store in town. Bob Green's Meats and Greens. Sorry, I'm not a great singer.
It's all right.
Bob Green's Meats and Greens. That kind of builds here, you know. Yeah. Bob Green's Meats and Greens. It's the freshest greens in town. Bob Green's Meats and Greens. I killed it, bud. What do you think?
It sucked.
Boy, you... Seriously, it sucked.
Yes, it did suck, Bob, and probably because you can't sing.
I know I can't sing. I told you guys that.
Well, Bob, if you had... What are the lyrics?
The lyrics are, Bob Green's Meats and Greens. It's the freshest greens in town. Come to Bob Green's Meats and Greens. We'll never let you down. Doo-doo, doo-doo, Now there's the musical break. It's Bob Green's Beats and Greens. It's the see, I can't get up that high, so I got to go into a falsetto.
Okay.
Oh, baby. So you guys just, how do you like this, Phil? Just like Margaret just said not a few minutes ago, you're like a big Great Dane, and Bob Green's face is a fire hydrant.
No, Bob. You're talking about me just being indiscriminately cruel. No, I am not. I'm trying to give you an honest appraisal here.
Well, look, you know that I was excited coming on the show to play this new theme music, and you come on and start talking about me.
Hey, Bob, you're not going to, you know, we can talk about this like adults, or you can just go off and, you know, and what's the word? And you can go off and you can go off and you can go off and pout.
I'm not going to pout. I'm not a 12-year-old girl, okay?
Let's listen to it again. Now, I know you can't sing. Margaret doesn't have the lyrics. We get that. Maybe the lyrics got lost in the music.
All right, bud, hit it again, okay?
You let me know when.
Okay. Now, this is a song, okay, about Bob Green's. This is our theme song, for God's sake, Phil. This will be on the radio. So it would go like this. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. Bob Green's Beats and Greens. They're the freshest greens in town. Bob Green's Meats and Greens are the freshest meats and greens in town. Yeah. Bob Green's Meats and Greens. I'm thinking of dropping that in there. Bob Green's Meats and Greens. Bob Green's Meats and Greens. It's the freshest beef in town. Bob Green's Beats and Greens. Fuck it. Turn it off. Turn the shit off, will you?
Hey, Bob, watch the damn language, all right?
Just turn it. God damn.
Are you in the store?
Yes, I'm in the store. I got about 50 people staring at me like I just crawled out of Dracula's ass.
Sorry to hear that. Bob.
Yes.
As far as I can tell.
Jesus, talk much?
Yes, I do. As far as I can tell, the lyric is, Bob Green's Meats and Greens are the freshest meats in town. Bob Green's Meats, like that.
No, there's more to it.
What do you think, Margaret? Well, I'm not going to take a stab at that. It's the range of that thing is ridiculous, and it's very quick, and I don't know what the lyrics are, and I don't want to go stumbling through it.
That's all right. I'm not asking you to do it. When we finally do render this professionally, Ms. Gray, obviously we're going to want to, you know, get a professional singer.
That's what I am.
I know that, but I... You know, Ms. Gray, you haven't sung professionally really in many years when you were on Broadway or whatever you say you did.
I didn't just say I did it. I did it.
Okay. All right, but I mean, if this is my, you know, we're talking about my life, okay?
I understand.
All right, so I've got to have someone singing it who will take my direction. Ms. Gray, with all of the due respect, you're a little bit of a prima donna.
I admit to that.
Okay, you'd be hard to direct.
Okay, so she's hard to direct, so you're going to get another singer, so we got it already.
Right. Now, what do you guys think?
General? Well, I mean, look, the song's identifiable as the Monday Night Football theme. I don't know anyone... I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, how do you... It's about a grocery store, and you got to sound like it's... Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's the drama of it. Bob Green's Meats and Greens isn't just a place you go to shop. It's a place... You walk into that place... You walk into Bob Green's Meats and Greens, you're in the middle of the Roman Colosseum. I mean, there's action on all sides of you. Bob Green's Meats and Greens, hey, there's beef. Over here, there's dry foods. Over here, there's produce. You know.
So you want the shopper to be threatened?
No, not threatened. I want them to feel like, look at all this stuff that's going on. How am I going to keep up? It's just like, you know, there's too much good stuff coming at me. Here, play it again, bud.
I don't know.
I said to play it again.
All right, wait, hold on.
All right, bud, now, 1, 2, 3, hit it. Bob Green's Meats and Greens. Hey, it's the freshest greens in town. Bob Green's Meats and Greens is the freshest meats in town. Yeah. See? Now I'm striding through the store, because we're going to have this on TV. I'm striding through the store, and then you see me sing... Bob Green's Meats and Greens.
So this is TV.
Yeah, yes. It's the freshest greens in town. Bob Green's Meats and Greens. And I'm kind of walking through the store like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, you're bumping people out of the way.
Exactly.
bullshit.
Okay, you know what, man? Look at their laughing.
They are laughing, Bob.
Well, none of not Bob Green's Meats and Greens. No, we have a hard... Just kill it, bud, will you? So then we have a hard lockout like that.
All right, so this is for television.
It's for both, radio and TV. But when we do the TV campaign, it'll start off with Bob Green. It'll start off the way it starts off, as you heard it. And then when it gets to that break, it's me striding through the store. So go ahead, bud. Bob Green's Meats and Greens. It's the freshest meat in town. Bob Green's Meats and Greens is the freshest beef in town. Yeah. So now I'm walking through the store, you know, a low-level camera looking at me.
Uh-huh.
What's with the... Uh-huh? Oh, here. I am Bob Green.
Oh, so you're going to look at the camera and say, you're Bob Green.
Kill it. Kill it, bud. What's that?
You're going to look at the camera and go say, I'm Bob Green.
I'm going to sing it, yeah. I'm going to look at the camera. You know, I know you guys. I know you guys think I'm nothing more than a monkey on a chain.
They're laughing, Bob, and I don't think you should take it.
You know what, Phil? I really ought to cancel my advertising.
You know what, Bob? I don't want you to do that.
Well, I really should. I come on here to promote a new jingle, and you guys are laughing at me like I got the big shoes, and I'm walking around in the sawdust going...
All right, Bob.
Well, what do you mean, all right, Bob?
I wish you the best of luck. I can't wait to hear it on the air. I think that it's... you know what you're doing. It sounds a little rough. You admitted yourself you're not a singer. But I will say this. You know, Bobby, it's very unique. It is unique. It is. Using the Monday Night Football theme, don't you think it's going to be skewed toward men?
I was going to say that, Bob. It's more skewed toward a male customer.
I don't think so at all. No, I think there's a lot of women out there who like the action of going to the grocery store. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. And I'm striding through the store. We got a low-level camera. So you're looking at me, I'm wearing platform shoes, you know.
Are you kidding me or something?
Yes.
You're kidding.
No, I am.
You're wearing platform shoes.
Yes, because they raise...
All right, so...
The camera's low level, I'm walking along, you see my legs look like they're about 20 feet long.
Good luck, Bob. You know, you want to animate this.
Oh, I want to hang up so bad.
Bob, no, seriously. I wish you the most. I wish you the best.
Wish me the most.
I wish you the most money. Yeah, the most money, the best advertising campaign rollout. I think it sounds great. I think it. Yeah, I think whoever said it should be animated. Did I say that?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
It should be animated so they see the long strides as you're striding down the aisle.
You're laughing too.
Bob, all the best, huh?
Yeah, all the best. You know something, Phil? All the best, huh? If I was lying in the hospital and they were about to amputate my...
Bob Green, ladies and gentlemen, Fraser Foods. Do you have that, bud?
Yeah, I got it right here. We'll play it again.
Why don't you play that? Let me see what I can do with it. You're going to sing this, General? Well, let me see. Bob Green's Meats and Greens. It's the freshest beef in town. I don't know. I don't have got the voice for it. Let me do it. Bob Green's Meats and Greens. Hey!
All right.
Yeah.
So Bob is striding along.
Bob's striding, and then Bob Green's Meats and Greens. They're the freshest greens in town. I suppose it matters what you're seeing on the screen.
Right. Oh, so far all we know is there's a... Yeah, he's striding through the store. Maybe they'll have an aerial shot. I don't know.
Yeah, they'll probably have an aerial shot of the apples.
They'll have an aerial shot. All right, thank you very much for Monday Night Football theme.
I think the whole thing is garbage, but you know what you're doing, Phil. You bring these guests on. I'm just supposed to support you.
Well, no, you... Listen, do you think we were sitting here saying, yeah, I'm trying to encourage the guy. I'm not going to sit here and rain on his parade.
Look, it sounds asinine, but then again, everything that Bob... The only good idea that Bob ever had was Bob Green delivers a load of his meat to Ted Bell once a week.
That is so juvenile.
Thank you very much, folks. And coming up on Friday night, I want to remind you, coming up Friday night, at what time should we do this?
No, we haven't even thought about it.
We'll do it at 6 o'clock Pacific, okay? So it's 9 o'clock on the East Coast, 6 o'clock Pacific. We will do a chat at the BSPs and More page. Jesus, we're not giving it a lot of time. I guess 24 hours is good, though.
Well, you better post something tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll post it on Melissa's BSPs and More page on Facebook, starting at 6 o'clock, a chat Friday night. And we'll go for an hour, but we'll go for as long as you want to go.
Yeah, but you and Mr. Henry, the last time you did a Facebook Live, it petered out.
Yeah, the thing, you lost connection. I don't know what it is, man. It's Facebook. Maybe we were overloading Facebook or something, but it's called the BSPs and More page. And I'll get the link. I'll try to put it up on Facebook tomorrow.
That's Friday?
Friday night at 6 o'clock at the Facebook BSPs and More page. What the hell is this? That's Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Yeah, pardon me, boy. Yeah. Is that the Chattanooga Choo Choo?
That is so racist.
What is?
That's like, pardon me, boy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Anyway, that's Chattanooga Choo Choo. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show. Nobody's singing it.
No, I don't hear anyone singing it, but I just heard Buck.
I'm not trying to be racist. That's what I thought the lyric was. They're not talking about a black guy.
That's exactly who they're talking about. Kill that.
Put something else on, bud.
Oh, my God.
Put something else on. Ain't that what we started the show with?
Yeah. Anyway.
The world famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. We thank Bob Green for his giving us a rollout of the new theme song there. And, of course, Tom Dovka and David G. Hall for being guests. Don't forget, on Friday night, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, Phil chats at the BSPs and More page, the Phil Henry chat. What?
No, nothing. I don't know what.
He's staring at me like. Phil's staring at me like suddenly his mind got sucked out of the back of his head by some sort of a mind sucking ghoul.
Jesus.
Jesus, Phil. Jesus.